This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The Climate Prediction Center's outlook for July and for the three-month period from July through September favors slightly warmer than average temperatures. SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards shares the summer precipitation outlook.
Also, they're showing precipitation favored to be drier as well in July and July through September, which I know is a story I've been sharing for quite a while. Although in May and June, we did have some areas that had quite wet conditions, but it does look like things are going to turn more on the drier side here in the month of July and then the next 3 months ahead here.
These outlooks put extra focus on this week's forecasted rain events, as a weather system is expected to move across South Dakota midweek.
And depending where you're at, the amounts may vary, with the highest rainfall totals expected in the southeastern part of the state. Early forecasts show maybe 1.5 to 3 inches or more, with some really heavy rain periods possible in that time.
Severe weather remains a possibility across the state, with greater chances in the Black Hills and southwestern counties. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows moisture is needed, particularly in the southern half of South Dakota. June is historically the wettest month of the year, with the average of 3/4 of an inch of rain per week. But as Edwards notes, rainfall typically declines through the rest of summer. For current precipitation totals and moisture conditions across the state, visit the South Dakota Mesonet. Find the link at extension.sdstate.edu.